Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Brian Dozier. Batting second. The right fielder, Torrey Hunter. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Batting fifth. The DH, Kennys Vargas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eduardo Escobar. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Eddie Rosario. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jordan Schaefer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Danny Santana. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Phil Hughes. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting second. The first baseman, Carlos Santana. Batting third. The left fielder, Michael Brantley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Brandon Moss. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Lonnie Chisenhall. Batting sixth. The DH, Nick Swisher. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Michael Bourne. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roberto Perez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Ramirez. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bruce Chen. And now, play ball. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier strikes out. 1 out. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hunter hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mauer moves to second. Kennys Vargas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vargas hits a line drive into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kipnis hits a line drive into left field. Rosario settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santana hits a fly ball into center field. Schaefer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mauer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brantley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rosario hits a ball on the ground towards first. Santana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosario for the out. 1 out. Jordan Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Danny Santana is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brandon Moss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Chisenhall hits a pop-up towards third. Escobar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bourne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Swisher moves to second. Roberto Perez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dozier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dozier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brantley. Dozier reaches second base with a double. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hunter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hunter hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dozier moves to third. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mauer strikes out. 1 out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Suzuki strikes out. 2 outs. Kenny Vargas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vargas is 0 for 1 in the game. Vargas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dozier scores. Hunter moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Escobar is 0 for 1 in the game. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hunter scores. Vargas moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rosario is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosario hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vargas scores. There goes Escobar trying to get to second. Brantley throws the ball into Chisenhall, who relays the ball to Ramirez, who tags Escobar for the out. It's 4-0, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez strikes out. 1 out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 1 in the game. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana hits a fly ball into center field. Schaefer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jordan Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 1 in the game. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Danny Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana hits a fly ball into right field. Moss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dozier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brantley is 0 for 1 in the game. Brantley hits a fly ball into right field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brandon Moss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maurer scoops it up and throws to first, with Hughes covering, for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Chisenhall is 0 for 1 in the game. Chisenhall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dozier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hunter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Maurer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maurer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maurer hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Bourne. Maurer reaches second base with a double. Hunter moves to third. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Suzuki is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suzuki is walked intentionally. Mark Rzepczynski now pitching. Kenny Vargas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vargas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vargas hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kipnis scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Hunter scores. Maurer moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Twins. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Escobar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Maurer scores. It's 6-0, Twins. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rosario is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rosario hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Escobar moves to second. Jordan Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 2 in the game. Schaefer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Swisher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bourne hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maurer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ryan Webb now pitching. Danny Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0 for 2 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dozier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dozier hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Twins. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hunter is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez misplays the ball. That's an error on Ramirez. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kipnis is 0-for-2 in the game. Kipnis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0-for-2 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kipnis moves to second. One out. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brantley is 0-for-2 in the game. Brantley hits a line drive into left field. Rosario picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Rosario. Kipnis scores. Brantley moves to second. It's 7-1, Twins. Brandon Moss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. There goes Brantley trying to get to home. Rosario throws the ball into Suzuki, who tags Brantley, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chisenhall is 0-for-2 in the game. Chisenhall hits a fly ball into left field. Rosario settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Nick Hagedone now pitching. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Suzuki is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Suzuki hits a fly ball into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny's Vargas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vargas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vargas hits a pop-up beyond second. Kipnis can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Escobar is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Escobar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vargas moves to second. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rosario is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rosario hits a fly ball into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jordan Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-3 in the game. Schaefer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vargas moves to third. Escobar moves to second. Danny Santana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-3 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Swisher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rosario. Swisher reaches second base with a double. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bourne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bourne hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hunter. Bourne reaches second base with a double. Swisher scores. It's 7-2, Twins. David Murphy pinch hits for Roberto Perez. David Murphy is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Murphy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-4, Twins. Zach Walters pinch hits for Jose Ramirez. Zach Walters is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Walters strikes out. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kipnis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brian Dunsing now pitching. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-3 in the game. Santana hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dozier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Kipnis. The throw from Suzuki and he is safe. Kipnis steals second. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brantley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brantley takes first base on ball four. Brandon Moss is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. There goes Kipnis. The throw from Suzuki and he is safe. Kipnis steals third. Brandon Moss is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Moss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moss takes first base on ball four. Brantley moves to second. Aaron Thompson now pitching. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Chisenhall is 0-for-3 in the game. Chisenhall hits a fly ball into center field. Schaefer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Brett Hayes now catching. Zach Walters now playing shortstop. Brian Shaw now pitching. Brian Dozier batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Dozier is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Dozier takes first base on ball four. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hunter is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to first for the out. Dozier moves to second. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mauer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mauer hits a line drive into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suzuki is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Shaw, and towards Kipnis, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Swisher is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Swisher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bourne is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bourne strikes out. One out. Brett Hayes is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Rosario settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zach Walters is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Walters is 0-1 in the game. Walters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Acheson now pitching. Kenny's Vargas is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Vargas is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vargas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Acheson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Escobar is 3-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Escobar strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Rosario is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rosario hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Perkins now pitching. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kipnis is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kipnis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Santana is 0-4 in the game. Santana hits a fly ball into left field. Rosario settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Brantley is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brantley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kipnis moves to third. Brandon Moss is at the plate with a count of 0-0. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Brantley moves to second. Brandon Moss is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Moss is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moss strikes out. 2 outs. Ryan Rayburn pinch hits for Lonnie Chisenhall. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Rayburn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dozier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.